Thank you for joining me, Astra, this Saturday, September 27th, 2014, for Talking About You with Astra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. Is your car accident insurance company asking for an independent medical exam after filing an injury claim? Did they tell you that many of these people performing these exams are on their payroll? Have you taken a look at comments made by people injured in car accidents required to be evaluated by those for hire medical contractors? Notice how few consider this action to be truly independent. Independent medical exams are a strong reason for insured civil rights legislation to be passed. Personally, there is nothing more disappointing than learning those who are supposed to be looking for the facts are interested in seeking things out in fiction. Most people injured in car accidents place trust immediately in their auto insurance company or employer ERISA plan, yet who has the most to lose when a claim is filed? Who benefits by delays or denials of a claim from their insured? And how will this be done? Attacks, yes, from those who are supposed to protect your interests and are more interested in theirs, in my opinion. It's amazing how many attempts to project their levels of bad faith behavior onto the injured in hopes of having something revealed to eliminate the claim. As I've stated time and time again, the only thing you should state is the facts, especially in this environment. In my opinion, at this level, these insurance companies are out for blood, and usually your blood, and there's nothing better than an independent medical exam to display their goals. It doesn't matter whether it is your insurance carrier or another who's making the request. The goal is the same, to discredit, intimidate, and destroy your self-worth in order to continue to give investors money they don't deserve. Today, let's talk about independent medical exams and why auto insurance companies use them. Today, we'll spend our time talking about what is an independent medical exam, what you need to know about these IMEs, that's what independent medical exams are abbreviated, IME, and then independent medical exam reports, auto insurance companies that use these IMEs, and refuse to be intimidated by the experience of an IME. Place your questions or comments on hashtag Estra's Radio Show on Twitter or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experience. If injured in a traffic collision, there are many different ways to proceed with the claim. If able to pay medical bills and daily living expenses up front, or have medical insurance which will pay enough out on each bill to make it affordable, and you also have the available income, waiting until recovered and then negotiating a settlement against the responsible party will be less stressful, in my opinion. You can notify insurance companies, either the persons who hit you and have it resolved through them, or go through your own insurance company and have them be reimbursed by the other carrier. Or you can hire an attorney. The key is to recognize you have options. The key is to recognize you have options and evaluate the best choice upon your behalf. Most injured trust in the auto insurance company they have been paying premiums to, yet from my perspective, this does not necessarily mean they will operate in your best interest either. Remember, these carriers are dealing with multiple car accidents with each other on a regular basis, and from my perspective, many of their objectives is to save as much as money as possible, even if it comes at the expense of an insured, if you ask those who feel they have experienced bad faith practices. Many companies will want you to apply for options in your insurance policy. This may include wage reimbursement, PIP, which takes care of medical expenses up to a maximum dollar amount in the policy, so make sure you take a look at that. The payout value of the policy, which could include property damage, personal injury, uninsured motorists, because it gives them leverage by settlement time. When applying for these options, typically it requires they receive information about you up front, which allows them not only to track your progress, but to build a strategy on whether they will be willing to pay, attempt to dramatically reduce, or fight your claim in court. The information you provide on a regular basis will be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb, so to speak. Every stone will be overturned in hopes of eliminating the claim. Therefore, from my perspective, if you're able to hold off until recovered or you recognize you might have a disability, it will provide an opportunity to set your course and provide the energy to fight battles which will surely come your way. Most injured sign a release allowing auto or long-term disability insurance carriers access to medical records during the process. Because most injured go for the line, they have nothing to hide, yet it is more of a reality about getting injured to give up their records from my perspective. And in my experience, most are willing to do that for an auto insurance employer, LTD, or SSDI, providing companies with the information to allow them to make a fair and equitable assessment of the claim, if this is their goal. However, this is a major difference between good faith and bad faith behaviors. Sadly, the difference is typically at the expense of the injured. It is very important to know what kind of business you're dealing with. It is very important to know what kind of business you are dealing with, because it's too easy for many injured to be exploited. In my opinion, and in many cases, the only person unfamiliar with the games afoot is the injured, believing in a system that has left them in precarious positions long ago, which can bring a very disappointing end. Even Congress has provided these corporations with an advantage through their legislation. Therefore, knowledge about this process is one of the best advocates of an insured, and knowledge about independent medical exams, known as IME, is a very important piece of this information. When a carrier is looking to fortify their stance against your claim, many times they will bring medical staff to support their point of view. From my perspective and experience, they typically do a psychological and physical exam as part of the process, and upon interview, watch your every move and comment. Remember to keep a camera handy or audio tape, because I guarantee you the slant these contractors hired by insurance companies will say won't be what you've recalled. They score you from an insurance carrier's advantage in most cases, in my opinion, in hopes that the goal of intimidation will be successful and cause the injured to accept low settlements or provide enough admonition to take the case to trial. From my perspective, what you need to know about IMEs is that they are not done to evaluate your condition, but in most cases, to disprove it. Frankly, cooperation will not make a difference once these companies decide to fight your claim, again, from my perspective. As I've said, this is why it is important to stay with the facts only. Do not be tripped up or drawn into conversations which are seeking out things that distract from your claim. These people are not interested in you or your condition, from my perspective. As I've stated before, this is about the money. Money these companies want to keep at all costs in many cases. Regardless of what you need to get by, regardless that you paid premiums for a rainy day such as this, so place your hopes in getting through the process only on the facts of your claim and your willingness to stand up for yourself. After this, let the chips fall where they may and recognize that you've done your best. Furthermore, recognize before being reviewed, Auto insurance companies have checked your background since the day you were born and to whom. They will attempt to bring out information that perhaps will be embarrassing in order to get you to back down. Yet recognize you have always been human and always will be. And in my opinion, you could do nothing worse than some of them who are considering unscrupulous behavior to be appropriate. If the information pertains to this case, it might be necessary to confirm the information, but you don't have to go back this far until you have a disposition, which is a court-recorded version of what happened at the car collision, and at this time you might consider being represented by an attorney. Because when they are spending $500 plus an hour for legal defense, they are coming at you with both barrels, and your $20 an hour job is not going to be able to compete. By the way, the Attorney General Eric Holder this week made a petition for more money for people going to court for better legal counsel. What does that tell you? From my perspective, we should currently rename the system to injustice. In my opinion, it provides justice to corporations and not the 99%. Therefore, most injured do have an uphill battle, but this is no reason not to try. Each person must make up their own mind to the value to pursue such action. Yet, from my perspective, standing for what is right cannot be discounted, even in the face of unequal odds. Therefore, understand what you are walking into from the start. Be armed and prepared to make your point and stand your ground. By doing this, it will be easier for society as a whole to understand the experiences that most people injured in a car accident go through. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and it's also on iTunes, Estra's TV, on YouTube users Estra's blog, and also my official site of Estra's car accident on Blogger. Please take a moment to go out to We the People. There's an insured right civil rights petition out there that desperately needs your signature. And as we've talked today, I'm sure that you can understand by reviewing independent medical exams, insured civil rights are certainly needed by the injured for additional protection. Also, nutritional school lunches help our children to grow and become the adults that they need to be, healthy and carefree. This can only be done if you participate in saying to our country that children are valuable and we want them to grow healthy and strong. So please go out to change.org and sign my petition also for nutritional school lunch programs. Thank you. You can also find me at additional locations of Reddit on Estra's TV, IMDb on Estra's TV, and also make sure to visit out on Tumblr, Estra's TV, radio, and blog. In fact, it will be very helpful if you find yourself performing or having to perform an IME, because if they do surveillance, you can see the type of activity that you might be subjected to. Frankly, being surprised by the results of an independent medical exam is rarely unusual. Only those injured who believe in a system of fairness will certainly become disillusioned upon reading such a report. Therefore, by knowing the purpose of the exam in the first place, which in most cases is to support the stance made by an auto insurance carrier, since of course they are paying for it, and they really don't want to pay your claim, how else could they make such a stance? Therefore, document as much as possible this entire process. Assuredly, you will not regret this portion. If able to afford it, be evaluated by your own independent medical examiner, because most insurance carriers know that $20 an hour jobs will not afford much compared to their resources. In fact, in most cases, they are counting on this. Otherwise, the cost expended would exceed what they had wanted to have left over for their investors. If hiring an attorney, make sure you can afford additional costs to make sure your claim is worth taking to trial. Do not take this report to heart because, in my opinion, the cruelties expressed in an attempt to discourage you and get you to quit should not be what you look at. Stay focused on your goals and what you want to do, and not how they want you, perhaps, to respond. Many of these auto insurance companies who require an IME have been making these requests for decades. They have found them to be effective in their cause and usually have used similar plans of action against insureds. Have you noticed them unresponsive in your request, yet always asking for more information? Observing more delays or denials, in fact, you may even be placed under surveillance. They may also attempt to instill fear by stating you will be responsible for court costs and their attorney's fees. They may even throw out hints of fraud. Why would a carrier go to such lengths to keep settlements from injured? Because the repetition of this behavior benefits them greatly, in my opinion, and at the expense of your suffering. Insured civil rights promotes a fair playing field for those injured in car accidents, and ERISA reform also plays a valuable role by holding employers accountable when not paying out claims. It's time to change the way auto insurance companies choose whether they pay out claims, to a more fair and equitable manner. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share your comments. It's nice to have a place to come and share accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefit, Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. Now, this is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estrus TV, YouTube user Estrus Blog. Surveillance Harassment Uncut is a real-time video that demonstrates what many people injured in a car accident who file for benefits may experience. See the day-to-day intimidation tactics which must be overcome. Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience might entail. And also a favorite is Disability Surveillance 101. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also still available is the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners, in case you're involved in a car accident this year, so stop by any time if involved and pick up a copy. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by my official site, Estra's Official Car Accident, for more information. There you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. I know firsthand your situations. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, which I'm dealing with now, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, which I'm dealing with now, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Refuse to be intimidated by the experience of an IME or auto insurance companies that practice bad faith tactics. There are a few people beyond their reach, yet fortunately, given time, the number of people impacted by this type of negative behavior will require that things change. By the time you reach the end of this process, you will have gained a great deal of information about what a real IME provides. Be sure to share it. Many will be passing through this same journey, and if you made it this far, remember that you can also make it the rest of the way. If you have experienced a claim with an auto insurance company, share your experiences on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I'd like to take a moment and extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians Rock 84. Now there's a new car accident survey available for your input. It's called Auto Accident. Visit hashtag Estra's Accident Survey for a listing of all. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in collisions. Take 3 minutes to tell us about it. How you've been affected is important. Again, you can find it on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with on Twitter at hashtag Estra's Radio Show. Thank you for joining me today. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place, Block Talk Radio. And remember, no matter what you are going through, never give up and keep your head up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her brand, blog, TV, to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC. P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.